NATO summit wraps up today as questions about his age and capability hang over his campaign. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden faces a key test this afternoon when he holds a rare solo press conference amid questions about whether he's capable of serving another term after the debate debacle. It's a chance for the president to show the American public something.
What we saw that debate night is not typical of what we're going to see in the future.
The president's tried to stop the bleeding since that night unsuccessfully, and Democrat Dick Durbin and others are looking for him to again press his case today. Every word and gesture will be parsed, but this president's never quite been a master of rhetorical moments like some predecessors. He told MSNBC this week average Democrats still back him, even if some elites do not. Sagar Magani, Washington.
With massive missile attacks on Ukraine this week and an announcement that is resuming production of long-range missiles, Moscow is raising pressure on NATO allies as leaders of the alliance meet in Washington. Marcus Harton narrates this report by Ricardo Marquina of VOA.
The announcement came as Russia said the United States was producing missile systems and shipping them to Denmark and the Philippines, while pushing for NATO expansion last year with the additions of Sweden and Finland. Mark Hanna, senior fellow at the Institute for Global Affairs in New York.
The threats that Putin is making about the use of nuclear weapons are not to be trivialized, right? These aren't something that any responsible observer or analyst of national security can set aside.
For Ricardo Marquina, Marcus Harton, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant on Thursday called for a state inquiry into failings around the October 7th Hamas attack.